Okay. Thank you.
You know, Mike, I had a great time tonight.
Oh, I did too, Kate.
And I had a great time last night.
Oh, me too, Kate.
You know, maybe we should start dating again.
Kate, I don't know when we'd have the time. I spend every night with you.
That's what I mean. Maybe we should be dating.
Oh, I get it. I get it. You want me to come to the door instead of honking?
No.
Right?
Well, yes, actually. But it would be nice if we were officially seeing each other. I mean, I know the idea of commitment frightens you.
Whoa, smell that? Something's burning.
Why do you always run when I bring up the subject of dating?
Hey, Kate, I don't. Out of me.
Oh, come on.
Hey, this is my apartment.
All right, apology accepted. Come on, Eddie. Come on, get out.
No, Mike, I got something real important to tell you.
Eddie, Mike and I were talking about something important, too.
Yeah, Eddie, we were talking about... Eddie, how you doing? Long time no see.
No, I'm sorry. I can't hold this in any longer. Michael, Kate, I'm getting married.
Yeah, I was struck dumb with joy at first, too.
What are you talking about? You getting married? Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm serious, Mike. Now, I know in the past I may have been a little footloose. I suppose you could even say, what's the word?
It's sleazy.
Yeah. But I'm a changed man. And if it weren't for you and Kate, I'd never have met my beloved Tina.
Whoa, wait a minute. Tina? Not Tina, the hat check girl.
Oh, she does so many things. Now, you guys were there for the start of my romance with Tina, and we'd like you there for the end. You're my best friend, Michael. Will you give me away?
Oh, Eddie, I can't believe this. You're actually getting married? Hey, look, before you do anything, just go downstairs and spend 10 minutes with my parents.
Why? Come on, this is wonderful news. It's not something to joke about. Marriage is a very beautiful and serious thing. Right, Eddie?
You knew! Eddie! Wait till you see my trousseau.
It doesn't get any more serious than this.
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near it.
I gotta get me some friends.
Hey, squid lips! What a cool machine!
Yeah, well, while I'm upstairs talking to Mike, feel free to sniff the upholstery.
Come on, it's morning.
Yeah, but we have to get to Vegas.
Vegas? As in Las Vegas?
Well, that's where the wedding is.
Oh, come on, Eddie. You didn't tell me that last night.
Well, as my best man, you're supposed to know these things. Come on. Now, let's see. We'll fly to Vegas, have the wedding, see naughty girls on ice. We should be back by Monday.
Oh, come on, Eddie. Man, this is crazy.
No. Wait till you see him skate. Okay, here's the tickets. Here's the rings.
Yeah.
Is there anything I'm forgetting?
Blood tests?
Nah, I don't need them. I can marry a chimpanzee and no one would care. That's the beauty of Vegas!
Hey, Eddie! The seats
taste better than they smell.
Ben, quit slobbering in my car.
Oh, one more thing, Mike. Huh? I'd appreciate it if you keep this whole marriage thing a secret.
Why?
My parents aren't too happy about it. I told them Tina and I were engaged. My mom flung herself out the window.
Benson, he'll have the limo back in 10 minutes. He wants Laura Lynn to sniff the upholstery, too.
Ben! Ben!
If you want me to clean this dump, then I want my $2 in advance.
Oh, hey, come on. You trust me, don't you, kiddo?
What am I, Ben?
Okay. All right, okay. Here you go, $2. I'm going on a little trip with Eddie.
Whose rings are these?
Those are mine.
What are you doing with wedding rings? You're not married, are you?
And look, Chrissy, on second thought, I really don't need your help, okay? All right, move it out. Let's go. Okay.
Hello? Yeah, Kate, start packing your bags. This wedding is in Vegas.
Where's Mike? You know, I called up the garage about 10 minutes ago. Have you seen him, Jason?
No.
He said he was going on a trip with Eddie, but he didn't go with Eddie. He went with Kate.
He's out with Kate? On a date?
He took a whole lot of underwear.
Mike went on a trip with Eddie.
He went on a trip with Kate.
Eddie.
Kate! Who are you gonna believe? Your daughter who's reading at second grade level, or Jellohead here?
That's what you know. I saw Eddie pick Mike up in a limo to take him to Vegas to get married.
What?
What?
Why would Mike marry Eddie?
Don't panic. This might be another one of Ben's bonehead mistakes.
In a limo, Jason, with lots of underwear.
And wedding rings.
Oh, Jason, what are we gonna do?
I just like to point out that there's no need to think Mike's making a mistake just because your marriage turned out the way it has.
You know, Maggie, she's right.
Excuse me, everybody. Can I have your attention, please? My good friends, Eddie and Tina here, are getting married when we get to Las Vegas, so I'd like all of you to join me in wishing them the best of luck. Okay? Come on. The drinks are on me.
And I want you all to meet, heck, I'd like the world to meet, my maid of honor. Yeah. It's Julie, isn't it?
No, it's Kate.
Okay, and the best man, my Mikey, who I was going out with when I met my honeyman, when he was going out with the maid of honor behind my back before I had a back, before she changed her name from Julie.
What?
This way.
Excuse me, sweetheart. Hey, where are you going? Oh, to give these poor overworked young ladies a hand.
I just want to say, I'm sorry I can't throw you a bachelor party.
That's okay. You can do it after I'm married.
You know, it's the least I can do buying all these drinks for everybody. I mean, heck, how many times is my pro going to get married?
Who knows?
What do you mean? Now, come on, Eddie. You love Tina, right?
Oh, what's not the love?
Yeah, so you guys really get along?
She expects nothing from me, Mike, and I can deliver.
Oh, wow, that's good, Eddie.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something. I didn't really plan on settling down till, well, never, actually. But hey, what the heck? Marriage will be a hoot.
A hoot?
Yeah, you know, I have never, ever met any woman like Tina before.
Yeah?
Except maybe Gloria.
To call Gloria. Whoa, Eddie, who's Gloria?
This girl I was supposed to go out with tonight until this whole wedding thing came up.
Eddie, come on, man, you are getting married.
Well, not till tomorrow.
It's because I'm married, isn't it? See my wedding ring? Gone.
Kate, look, I need to talk to you.
What about this?
No, come on. Kate,
thanks for the drinks, Mike. Julie.
Look, Kate.
Bathroom?
Just come here.
Mike, what is going on?
Kate, look, I've been thinking, all right? This whole marriage business, I don't know, it's just really made me think. And, Kate, how do you know when you're ready to be married?
Mike, is this... Are you proposing?
What? Oh, no. Kate, I'm talking about Eddie. See, I think that he's really making a big mistake with this wedding.
Oh?
Yes, he's saying all these ridiculous things about marriage. I mean, he thinks it's going to be a hoot.
Oh, that's just like you. To think that marriage is the end of everything good instead of the beginning.
Kate, come on, can we stick to the subject, please?
If Eddie's making a mistake, at least he's ready to make a mistake instead of being afraid to commit to a relationship.
Afraid? You're calling me afraid? Well, duh.
Kate, I met my first husband that way, in a biplane.
Your last nut, Snookum.
Well, I'll get more cuddle cakes.
Look, I'm gonna go help Eddie get some nuts.
Just think, in a few hours, all this will be Eddie's.
Tina, what made you decide to marry Eddie?
He asked me.
That's it?
Don't be silly. I had other reasons. Serious reasons.
Yeah.
Like his hair.
You're marrying Eddie because you like his hair?
I'm marrying Eddie because he has hair. See, most of the guys I've dated have been kind of old and overweight and bald.
Why?
From life expectancy charts, it seemed like a way to go. Eddie's really the first guy who doesn't wear a toupee. At least I don't think it's a toupee.
Me neither.
Just think. Soon I'll be Mrs. Edward. Mrs. Edward.
Zeph?
Is that his last name?
Tina, I get the feeling you don't know Eddie all that well.
I don't want to spoil the fun.
But marriage is a serious step.
Oh, I know it is. Mom always told me to look for Mr. Right. She said when you find him, you get this feeling in your stomach. And you know. That's how it happened when she met my dad.
Oh, that's sweet. And your dad was Mr. Right?
No, it turned out she had a bug or something. By that time, she'd already married him. And her life was hell.
Boy, a story like that really makes you think. I mean, you don't want to make a big mistake.
Gee, I don't see how you get that out of it.
Well, what else could it mean?
Well, why wait around for a certain feeling in your stomach when it could turn out to be gas?
Look, hey, I wanted to ask you, have you really thought about what marriage is going to be like?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about it.
Yes, so you don't have any doubts?
You think I should have doubts? You think there's a chance I might not be doing the right thing?
Yeah, well...
Oh, it's just like you to think that marriage is the end of everything good instead of the beginning.
Look, if you're happy, then I'm happy. I'm behind you 1,000%.
Oh, thanks, man. That means a lot to me.
Mike, can I talk to you?
Oh, yeah, Kate, yeah. I was just telling you. Kate, look, I just wanted to tell you, I think you were absolutely right. You know, you should have seen the look on Eddie's face when I told him that this marriage was a good idea.
Why on earth would you do that?
Well, because you told me to.
Oh, you know, out of all the times I've told you things, you picked this one to start listening?
Yes, hello, Cupid's Cathedral?
Yes, I am trying to find a couple that is about to make a tragic mistake. And what do you mean, take my pick? Hello? Oh, Jason, it's no use. There must be 50 chapels in Las Vegas.
Hey, Maggie, the Gold Diggers are headlining at Circus.
Jason, please try and stay focused here.
Honey, I'm just trying to find something to be happy about. This is pointless. What if we do find Mike? What are we going to do, ground him? Send him to a suite without room service?
I am not giving up. I am not forgetting why I'm here.
Okay, all right. I'll take the chapels from Adam's Rib to Marriage is a Rush.
Okay.
And you take naughty but nice to zing, zing, zing with my heart.
Okay.
We're here to get married.
We don't do groups.
No, sir. We're not getting married. Just they are.
That's $9.95 for the "We've Only Just Begun" chapel, or $19.95 for the "You're Having My Baby" chapel.
Well, what's the difference?
$10. Come on, I'll show you.
Kate, we cannot let them go through with this.
What are we supposed to do?
Well, I think it's time to be a man and to go in there and tell him that this is a big mistake. All right, well, go ahead, tell him.
Mike, it should come from a friend. You tell Eddie.
Okay, all right. I think this wedding is the biggest mistake of your lives. Wrong chapel.
I'm officiating at your wedding. Are you kids ready?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I'm not sure.
Oh, yes.
Ah!
Okay, I'm sure.
Hey, you being here means a lot to me, bro.
Yeah.
All right, the bride and the groom stand here, and the best man and the maid of honor at their sides. Dearly beloved, we have come here today to join this man, Edward Cornelius Zeph, and this woman, Tina Louise, in holy matrimony in the presence of these witnesses.
This is his decision. It's his life. I mean, who am I to tell him what to do? Like, my relationship's working out so hot.
You're my best friend, Mike. Will you give me away?
Someone should tell him the truth.
You think I should have doubts? You think I might not be doing the right thing?
It should come from a friend, Mike. You tell Eddie.
You being here means a lot to me, bro.
If anyone knows why these two should not be wed, speak now.
Now! I mean, no. Look, you guys, you can't do this. This is not right. I mean, I don't know. I just know that marriage is not something that you're supposed to fool around with. I mean, it's more important than that. And marriage is even more important than love, because it's about two people spending the rest of their lives together. It's like two people becoming one new person, and I wouldn't be a friend if I didn't say something. I don't know, maybe you think I'm not a friend because I did.
Want to call it off?
Sure. What the heck?
Well, that's settled. Anybody want to see Bottoms Up 91?
I do. I came here to say that, and I said it.
Hey, you guys gonna come along? All right, we'll catch up to you later.
That's why we take the money first. Oh, that was quite a speech you made.
Oh, man, that was me, wasn't it?
Where did all that come from?
I don't know. I don't know. I just opened my mouth and out it came. I would have stopped myself, but I wanted to see how it finished.
But you did believe what you said. Mike?
Yeah, I was just gonna see if I believed it.
Well, I thought it was beautiful. You really surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
So what other surprises you got for me?
Jason, I have a good feeling about this place.
Wow, one of the monkeys was married here.
My God, we're too late.
Mom, Dad, what are you guys doing here?
Hey, we can be big about this.
Welcome to our family. I know I can get to like you eventually.
No. Mike and I aren't married.
Mike, do you still have our rings?
Oh. Welcome to our family.
No, guys, I'm not married to her either.
Eddie and I need to pawn our rings to go to the show.
Oh, right.
Mike, what's happening here? Aren't you married to anyone?
No, Mom. I came here as Eddie's best man, but they just called the wedding off.
I am so relieved. Oh, not that marrying you would be the worst thing Mike's ever done. Oh, no, I mean, there is a chance that you're a fine young lady.
Hey, I've got a great idea. Why don't we all just leave before we say something stupid?
Oh. Kate, what do you say we start dating again?
Well, I don't know when we'd have the time. We're seeing each other almost every night.
I knew I'd get saying that when I said that.
They'll be back.
The Seaver family will return for more Growing Pains Monday at 6:30. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, when gym class gives way to square dancing, Kevin is coupled up with the most unpopular girl in school.